She's got at least minor regeneration, I'm pretty sure.
More than that. I mean, they're awesomely souped up.
Okay, we're ready to go. Everybody's lively tonight. That's good.
Hi, this is DC McGannon.
And this is C. Michael McGannon. We are the authors of Charlie Sullivan and the Monster Hunters and of the new title, Chaos Subsidiary.
And we are listening to Comic Pop Library with you.
I can see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Heroes, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Lenny,
Jonathan,
Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Lazarus, Volume 1, Family. This is written by Greg Rucka, arts by Michael Lark, Stefano Guadagnino, Brian Level, colors by Santi Arcos, published by Image in 2013. So it's a little bit older, but we just happened to finish reading this. And in the world now lies divided not amongst political or geographic boundaries, but amongst financial ones. Wealth is power, and that power rests now with only a handful of families. The few who provide a service for their ruling family are cared for. All others are waste. In each family, there is one person given the best they can offer, training and technology and assets, every scientific advantage. This person is named their family's sword and shield, their protector, their Lazarus. In the family Carlisle, the Lazarus is called forever. This is the beginning of her story. So as you can tell by the back of the book, this is a futuristic story, kind of like an apocalyptic type tale where everything's gone to shit in a handbasket.
I thought it was just about 2015. Of course. I'm like, this is a true story? From that reading, it could have almost been a true story.
See, Lenny is his Lazarus from his family. Let's see.
Okay.
That's definitely not true.
April is
forever.
Forever.
If the Brickmans had a Lazarus, I really think it would be Logan.
Logan.
No, April gets the most stuff bought for her.
Slam.
I just
worked. Okay, so April is the Brookman's Lazarus.
Okay, my mistake. April is forever.
No, but I
forever draining your pockets.
Not only by the family, but like I'll get random ass discounts.
Yeah.
Like it's not even like it's not even sales or anything. It'll just be like, oh, I'll just mark it half price. Oh, thank you. I just won't scan this. I'll just make sure it's free for you.
Yeah, you're young. Yes. That'll stop happening.
I know.
Well, like I said, this is a futuristic where food production is as a low, and the country split apart because of all this. There are three types of people. They only mention two on the back, but there's actually three. The family is the top of the food chain. You have the serfs, which are the workers for the family. And then, like the blurb said, it's the waste. And this is the rest of the population that just eats, and they don't do anything. They pretty much eat, shit, and sleep.
They just,
yeah. I'd like to see the story now from the waste perspective, because I know that's not true.
True. But that's how they're perceived of by the families.
So I like how the book is from the perspective of the families.
Yeah.
From that.
Right.
And that's exactly what they think. They think they are truly waste. They don't matter.
Oh, yeah.
They're not helping us, so they're worthless. And, yeah, and it really, it talks about them, but it doesn't actually
show them too much.
And I think the family
fight scenes.
Oh yeah,
but that's mostly in between family fighting.
And the family's pretty much taken from the concept of the mafia.
There's a fourth group as well, mm-hmm. because there's shitloads of soldiers fighting for these families.
That's called serfs.
Well, I don't think that like some guy that grows like green beans and their soldiers are the same people. Yeah,
they are.
But they're in the same category.
They just have different jobs.
Oh, I see.
One guy has a machine gun.
So it's like District 4. Everybody there, everybody in the entire district works on electronics. Everybody.
Probably not. You look like you'd be good at doing a farm. Go to it.
I see.
It's like, you'd be it's good like the original Warcraft. They just have the little worker orcs and they do right. Zug, zug. I do it.
Yeah, I think okay, boss. Within the serfs, yeah, you definitely have farmers, but I feel like that entails that's anybody.
I think it does. I was just joking, really.
The book opens with Forever being killed in her apartment.
That's up for debate.
And the collarbone and at the base of the neck, I think she was killed.
She was only out for two minutes. Her brain was not dead.
This is part of the debate with the book is what's really considered a death. And she is a Lazarus, which, of course, is a biblical term. We won't get to the biblical stuff, though. So they say she can rise again after being killed. But in a sense, they're basically plugging in parts and getting her better.
She's not immortal. They've had other Lazaruses. They talk about it. And she is their latest Lazarus. So it obviously wasn't forever. Mm-hmm. Because forever implies forever.
But they're just trying to give her some good luck, man.
Right. They've got at least fairly good regeneration, though.
I get that. And all I'm saying is, according to the book, according to what we read, she says, I was out a minute, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
So she was not dead.
If she wasn't dead, then she just can't die, which works anyways. She was resuscitated.
Not in 2 minutes. She can't die in 2 minutes, not her brain.
Well, apparently she can survive being
we're all Lazarus
shot through the neck, so she cannot die at all. So
I can survive being shot through the neck, Logan.
For 2 minutes?
Yes, for 2 minutes. I can hold my blood for 2 minutes.
It depends on what you hit.
I'm very strong.
And they do say that Lazarus can be killed if they're chopped up enough and not being able to.
Yeah, they can put them back together even if they die. But she didn't. That's my. I'm not saying that they can. They can't come back from the dead. But in this episode, I don't think that they really accurately that she should have been like, "Oh, I was out 7 minutes."
They would have had it. And there's
6 minutes, maybe seven. Legally brain dead.
Moray.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the family's name?
Right. There's another family called Moray. Jaquim is their Lazarus. And
isn't that Joaquin?
He's pretty much...
Joaquin.
Is that how you pronounce it? Okay. But that's...
Joaquin.
He's pretty much almost a cyborg in a sense because he's patchworked together too.
He's got some metal. That's why I was wondering if these people were kind of like cyborgs or robots.
Does that make Bucky a cyborg?
Not robots. Because robots are completely a different category, but... You could be a cyborg, because you could almost say we have cyborgs today.
My son's a cyborg.
So, you know, if you have a heart, what am I thinking of?
Pacemaker.
Thank you. Pacemaker, something like that.
Yeah. My son has a feeding valve.
Feeding valve. Even prosthetics could, in a sense, be almost considered
cyborg-ish.
Prosthetics is what we're actually working towards. Like, we want people to be able to have limbs and useful limbs.
Right. Yeah.
That would be a true cyborg.
Bringing that up, so these...
We already got your cyborgs.
Even though we want a useful
cyborg.
Lazarus... Lazari, whatever.
Lazari. I like that.
Even though they look like people. They were made. They're test tube babies. That's for sure. But so how human are they in the traditional sense? Like when you talk about the brain dead. Not to say you're wrong, but when you talk about the 6 minutes.
Oh, go ahead and say it.
That's for a traditional human. That's
okay, so they're superhuman, so they should be able to live longer without going brain dead, not less time.
I don't know.
Or maybe their ability to get up after that could down.
What I'm confused about is since she was made in a lab, how come she's the only one in the entire story that has a fucking soul?
True. Yeah, that's true.
They put a little bit too much of the sugar and spice and everything
She's totally a Powerpuff Girl. And the thing is like all these people in her family are rotten to the core. Like there's no reason to help them.
I've got to disagree with you on that one. The only one who really
disagree
cares
with
about,
me it's yes. a shock. Tell me more.
What?
There's I think that out of that whole family, the one who truly cares about her is the father. Yes, he keeps on saying
that's his good lie.
Or is the lie about the
just
or is it a lie about a lie?
It's all a lie, Logan. It's all a lie. Every true. The whole the but, next comic book is about how this was all a stupid lie told by a drunken sailor.
Wait. I'll just read one panel from the last.
We are now
page.
Reading from the books.
That, there it's, go. It's the first panel of the last page. Here, I'm give you an extra that's mic, all I'll like. Read. But I feel like the president.
You need another one.
She believes I love her. She believes I love her as a father. Like any daughter, she craves that love. That is how I control her. That is enough.
And that's so, what makes her
true,
human.
But which is the lie? That he loves her? Or that he's lying?
So yeah. This.
Don't you hate it when liars tell you they lie? Then how do you know when they're lying?
But see, I think that's the thing.
You just have to assume always.
Everybody is monopolizing everybody in this. So you really can't tell what's a lie in this.
I do think that her one unimportant sister, the one that works in the lab with the other
is
guy.
Is that the one with the
Eve?
Glasses?
Yeah.
Beth cares about forever.
Yeah.
That's obvious. She actually, but see, according to the panels, I can't find them. I'm pretty sure her and the other lab tech talk about how they use their DNA. They didn't say whether or not they used it in the traditional sense, but they're definitely practicing in the traditional sense. And so she is technically her mother.
When you're talking about that, now that I'm thinking about it, that other lab tech, I think that you were right about the sister. And
it's carnal.
And I think the lab tech guy does care for her, too.
It shows that pretty well, too.
Yeah. And then...
in his very clinical way.
I brought up something because I thought that was kind of interesting. But Jonah and Johanna...
Wait, Jonah, who's that?
Evil brother and sister. There's a little bit of incense.
There's not a little bit.
Incense?
There's no incense.
There might be some in the room while they're doing the incest.
There's a lot of incest going on. And between them, it's pretty much all incest all the time.
We don't see, we see them kissing, but
it's
we don't
see.
It's not
XXX, Jonathan. No, we don't see it. But yes, they talk about how we're going to do it. Yeah.
Pretty much sure, yeah.
But then Johanna turns around and betrays Jonah.
The incestuous evil stepsister betrayed her? Tell me more.
That wouldn't happen.
Do you guys want to know how it ends, too?
Let's hear this, Lenny. I'm curious. Let's hear this. Come on.
He already told you.
You brought it. You brought
Drunken
it.
Lie of a Sailor.
It's probably going to be like Bob Newhart.
You're right. Joanna and Jonah, they're wanting to take over the Carlisle family.
Yep.
And that's pretty much...
And each other's retarded children.
True. this is one where it's a very darkly colored book.
Yep.
Because they want to portray it as a dark world. And
I love the coloring. I think it's done really well. Dark blues, lots of blue scale.
And I think, I don't know if it really shows the world per se in the first issue, but you have the North American... continent, then you go
the parts
to
it
either
shows
Central
are pretty
America,
screwed up.
You know, Mexico, Central America.
Yeah, they go North America, Central America. Right. And isn't there something over either in Europe or Africa? Like in the beginning, wasn't she on some sort
of
op?
What I'm wanting to think, but they
somewhere
haven't
else.
Really made those clear yet. They're really
either
keying
way,
in with these two families right now.
Either way, the whole, and there's other families too,
right.
And other Lazari. Or Lazzarini, as I like to call them.
That's all right.
The Puerto Rico.
I didn't love the title.
There's
I didn't love that title for
whoever's face.
That's Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Yeah.
Was it George?
He likes her.
Yeah. I think there's.
Well, but he's a Lazarus.
Yeah.
So they could just put him back together. Again.
Yeah.
One more metal eyeball for him.
I think there's a love interest between him and Forever.
But he works for the Murrays.
Yeah.
But the Murrays turn out to be a better family, except for one slick, nasty uncle.
They do.
They're pretty much better people than the Carlisle. So you're like, in the end, you're like, yay, Murray, screw everybody but Forever. And
let me see it real fast. Sorry. You can go on, Lady.
No, I was just saying, screw everyone but Forever and Beth are all dicks.
I don't know. To me, this isn't my first genre to go to, obviously. Right. But for me, the genre, with how it was written and everything, it kept my interest enough. You know, I thought it was good. But to me, look at all that bold on that page. And look how, it's not...
They're screaming at each other.
It's not random, but it's random enough, you know? So, I'm reading this...
She hates the inker, basically.
To me, it's like... you know, I know what bold's used for, you know, the emphasis and everything. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of emphasis.
The emotion. But yeah, to me, it's like, are you really going to emphasize these words this much in one? Like, and like, to me, because I'm reading that with, in my mind, I'm reading it normally, and in my mind, I'm putting the bold on it.
Oh, I thought you were just reading it in monotone in your mind, like.
Yeah, no. and so for me, whenever I hit a monotone, it's like a speed bump when you're driving. Yeah,
exactly.
So it really.
She didn't mean to say monotone. It's okay. What that out later.
It did not help me get through the story at all. It made me be like stutter stop, like. Oh God!
Yeah,
all these.
You know, and the thing is that sometimes I think that like stuff like that, I can pretty much like I was reading a book and it was called Dustlands and it was similar style story to this, but it was a book, obviously no pictures, but the language was very eclectic.
I love that.
Was a nice way to say it.
Obviously no pictures.
Okay. Shut up, Jonathan.
There's books with pictures.
There are books with pictures.
I know that. Like,
not even children's book with pictures sometimes.
What's your point?
You're right. No one ever interrupts me. That's obtuse.
Everybody interrupts everyone.
I never
everyone.
Said that.
Everybody interrupts everyone.
Obviously.
Otherwise, nobody gets to talk.
Okay. Your point, Lenny. Keep going. Keep on it.
What was my point?
It was about...
Something about a book.
Sandlands. The Dustlands.
It wasn't that... I didn't hate the way it was written. If it would have been a more interesting book that I liked better, I would have accepted it. I got pretty far into it, but the story was really slow. It was a really thick book, and I just saw this going on forever. And so I kind of gave up on that book, but it wasn't the language and the boldness, you know, obviously they shout a lot. I just took it as they were really angry. It's like Married with Children in the future.
I took it as
it's like Married with, it's like try to imagine that Carlisle guy is Al Bundy and that helps.
I took it all as they all had Tourette's and yeah, that's how like, they showed it, you know?
Look, I'm the leader of this family.
Exactly. And that does not help.
Leader of this family.
I don't think they read out loud. I don't think we need to talk to them about their editing.
And see, that's the thing. Like, some people I know that can...
I'm not the kind of grammar Nazi that would follow it so closely. I would make myself sound like that in my mind.
Exactly. Like,
I would just accept that they don't know what they're doing with bold.
I know people that, as long as it has a good storyline, they don't care about the grammar. But for me, like, even editing papers, my own or anybody else's, I have to do grammar first because my mind stays on
it. Say it ain't so.
My mind stays on it. Yeah, so like...
Just you and everybody else.
If I'm reading a sentence and it's missing like an Oxford comma, even though that's not necessary.
Oh, well, it isn't. There's quite a debate about that little comma.
I know there is, but but if it's missing like maybe a semicolon, whatever. If it's
semicolon's
like,
almost never missing.
If it's missing a capitalization, like... I cannot process fully the story. I have to go back. I have to mark it. I have to fix it.
I hate repetition is all I hate. So, like, the only thing I really can't stand in the modern English language is when people are like, they say way, shape, or form. And I have a friend that always said that. When we talk on the phone, she'd be like, way, shape, or form this, way, shape, or form that. And I'm like... They're synonyms. Pick one. You know, there's other ones too. You don't have to pick those three every time. It's like I'm doing this in more of a way, shape, or form by saying all three. It's empowering me. Really? I in no way, shape, or form want to date you. No, that's like
But yeah, so well, I am
shape or form might be synonyms, so, but way isn't.
So yeah, so I'm a pretty
way is a path you take. Shape is a shape. Form is something's shape.
We can argue about the grammar of that later.
Anyways, but yeah, so I'm a detail reader. You know, I snap.
Well, you read better than me. That's obvious, but.
But what did you think about the story overall and the character?
She couldn't get to that because of the
I got to it enough though that I thought it was fine. Like I said, it's not my genre, so I don't see myself following it. But I see the intrigue here, and I really do like the idea.
It's apocalyptic shoot 'em up.
You know what kills me that like people care about the difference between way, shape, and form, but they don't care that terrific is not a good thing.
Terrific.
And like,
it terrifies
I,
you.
I, what I love is like when you go into a classroom, a grade school classroom, and you see on the board, terrific. I'm like, oh, you know. You don't know what that word means, no, obviously.
Accurate for the people who go there.
It is terrific.
But the story I thought was a solid story that's definitely a leading.
I thought it was terrific.
There was the characterizations. Greg Rucka is known for one that likes to take on the female characters and give them strong personalities. He's done Queen and Country. He's also done another book series that I just went blank on. It's the sheriff that's down in South America.
What?
They did a movie on it
as well.
There's
more than one of those.
So Greg Rucka likes to...
At least.
Excuse me. Greg Rucka likes to take on the strong female character. And yes. Forever is, again, it is another strong female character. And it's not, well, it's not, let's
I mean,
not say that. It's not, you know, what am I wanting to say? Shit.
Something rude. Say something rude. Hurry.
Yeah. It's not a teeny bopper. It's not a sexy character. No. It's not a bombshell.
It's a real character.
It's a real
she's
character.
Not, yeah, not right. sexy.
But I mean, she's not overly...
She's not
overly
sexified.
Yeah,
she's not sexified.
Yeah.
But, right. Yeah, she's not sexified, but her not being sexified is kind of sexy. Never mind.
Okay.
It could be.
She's not sexy.
She's got that unwashed hair look down good.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, she's got a pretty face, you know, for a cartoon. That's shocking that they drew a pretty girl.
Well, and that's good because, like, you can see right off the bat when she's with her doctor or whatever, she's got her shirt off, you know, putting on. She's got a well-defined six-pack. Her,
yep.
She has muscle. So it's... I like that because it's
she's got
big
tatas
too.
Well, I don't know. She has a sports bra on, but with it all, it fits her character. You know how they'll if they want to sexify a character, it doesn't matter. Like if they would have slimmed her waist down way low, and this is just you know society's norms, they would have made her you know small. You couldn't see any muscle. You know, and not that some girls aren't made like that, but. With her, with how she was made, with what she's doing, there's no way she would look like that.
Right. She's an enforcer. Mm-hmm. She needs to be tough
and
built.
So he was true to her job as well, her lifestyle, which you don't see a lot in female characters.
True. And that's what I liked about this book, is it pretty much kept it real. You know, you could see the characters actually being this shitty in life.
Kind of future, they would for sure act like that. When the families do take power back, it will be like that, except for we might not have the technology. That's the only catch-22 there.
And they're called families, so the mob took over.
Basically, pretty much.
I mean...
I could see that happening.
Whenever he read the intro, if you think about like how many people actually have the money in this world and like what's going on in the world... yeah, it's pretty accurate. I don't see that it's that sci-fi. Being able to get somebody shot in the head and bring them back is happening in the world. You know, so if they have the money, if they have the power, okay. So these, actually, it's I would classify it as realistic fiction. It's going to happen next year, like literally next year.
Let's hope not.
It's not. What I'm trying to say is, it's not far fetched.
I want to see my Marvel movies and DC movies and
doesn't want to see me graduate.
That's a bit longer term.
No, I really don't.
Or is it actually next year? Because yes. I have no clue.
She's a senior, dude.
So when's the next Marvel or DC movie coming out? Next month or 3 months from now?
Yeah, I don't know about
they
3 months
care.
Or so.
Yeah, long term.
That's like mom for both of us. Mom's whole theory is once you turn 12, once you're past 12, she doesn't know how old you are.
Hey, I didn't know how old I was after
that's
13.
Just
about
how old
20.
She is.
I have to figure out my age. I don't keep track.
I don't regularly remind myself. Oh, hey, by the way, you're
it's
17 right
feel.
Now. Yeah, that's right.
That's been my philosophy. It's how you feel.
I've been 25 for the last 2 years.
I had a variable age for a while.
Okay, but you
I
can't pull that when you're like 27 because you're not like definition of old yet. I mean,
I'm getting there.
You can pull that when you're.
I don't like.
You still have to hit your. You haven't even hit midlife crisis yet. Calm down.
You can pull that when you're 16-ish.
Hopefully, you just forget what year it is. Yet.
You forget what. Hey, if you forget what year you're born, if you forget which year you're born, you have no clue what age you are.
No, I just keep bringing
home. I guess that's midlife crisis with a divorce. Never mind. You got to have a side of divorce for that.
I just
keep bringing home toys.
I was driving in garden, and there's this red Mustang in front of me, and I'm like, that's either a 50-year-old woman or a 16-year-old boy, and it was a 50-year-old woman. I don't know if she was 50, but she looked older. I was like, ah, yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Mustangs and Camaras, like, they are about that for some reason. That's their, like... crisis car.
It's funny that women have their crisis at 50 and men have it at 16. It's accurate.
I'm not saying that for the guys it's the crisis car.
You said.
I did.
Anyway, to get back to Lazarus, let's wrap this little puppy up. This is one that your larger libraries will be able to handle it. Your medium-sized, small libraries might want to review it first and see if, you know, mainly it's violence. Pretty bloody. It has quite a bit of language. It even has the F-bomb.
Wasn't there several at least times. One prostitutionish scene?
There's incinerationist. Wait,
one
what,
of the
what? There's
low,
I, there's
low class and
inclinationists.
The
no, there's.
Well, there's sexual reference.
Insects. There's
incense.
I wasn't
incense?
Talking about. I
there's
wasn't
incense.
I was not talking about the
incestuous sex.
I was not talking about the incest. There's I was talking about a few of the wastes offering sex for food to the food guards.
Right. Basically,
yeah.
It's
those food prostitutes are so.
So it's for, as you can tell, it's for
I
a mature
love a starving
audience.
Girl.
I can't remember. I know that happened. Can't remember much else about that.
That's all Logan picked up.
And I think she
there's
stopped.
There's food
it.
Prostitutes. We've got food prostitutes.
Hey,
that's
I know more than. I know more than that of what happened. I don't remember details as much as the rest.
But he remembers the details of those food prostitutes. What color
not
was her hair,
really.
What color
I
was her hair,
no
Logan?
Clue. I know she stopped it. I think. Did she neuter the guys afterwards or not?
I don't remember.
You know, that's one detail or, I actually forgot. Yes.
Or was it in the second volume?
I haven't even read the second volume.
She did something to try and stop it from happening again. I'm not
something.
Sure if she.
Thank you for enjoying our review of Lazarus Volume 1.
Oh, I think we'll leave out on that. We're having fun here. Hope everybody's having fun listening to us. This would be one if you're into the apocalyptic type stories. This would be one to pick up. You guys out there, we're having fun. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
I could see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's surely the moment that I don't wanna miss. And what I'm trying to say, well I don't know, but I thought it was important just a minute ago. What I'm dying to say can't even be bought, cause I lost my ticket on the train of thought.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.